We live in a more dangerous world in 2025. The threat of anti-Semitism, as we have seen, is very real.
So we're talking about the physical jihad, the physical struggling against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Threats of other occurrences, such as the rise in the far right.
There will come a day that we will see far more radical extremists and terrorists coming out of Europe because of lack of decision-making, trying to be politically correct. I'm sorry, but that's pure ignorance.
Director General of Asia has warned about a range of threats, be it anti-Semitism, the rise of right-wing extremist groups as well.
Just like Israel, Australia does not have a right to exist.
The government is prepared to take whatever action is necessary. Included in that is the need for tougher gun laws.
So why aren't we addressing anything here? Why not here?
When you understand the Quran and you understand that it is a takeover manual of society in the phases.
They have also had the tremendous fortune to travel the world. And as part of that experience, to learn about the goodness and beauty of Islam. How it is practiced every day by well over a billion Muslims worldwide. A faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity. وَهُنَاكْ دَرَاسْتْ عَرَبِيَةْ فِي جَمْنَةْ أَمْرِكِيَةْ.
The Prophet says, the first thing you do is call them to Islam. If they refuse, then tell them Allah obliged upon you to pay taxation. In return, when enemy comes and attack your country, you don't fight. We Muslims protect you.
In the battlefield, you're giving us jizya, and in exchange in jizya, what's going to happen is, if an outsider attacks you guys, we're going to protect you as well.
So that's how it works. The imam, out of the Muslim Brotherhood, is the military commander. And he tells you how to vote, and he does it all. And then if you don't flee the town they've taken over as a no-go zone, then they come and they tell you, give us money.
Do you think it's fair to kill me because I got the conclusions right or wrong?
If Sharia law states that, then it should be fair for me.
When you start seeing these imams just suddenly in Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, in the U.S., everywhere, saying, okay, our numbers have hit 5, 6, 7% in this country, start killing the Christians and the Jews.
And so make jihad against them.
What is your duty as a member of the Ummah now that you are also an American? It is our physical jihad duty to fight the entire earth until we enter it into the Ummah.
To be honest, for us Muslims living in the West, yes, our jihad is to establish the deen of Allah through all means necessary.
We have had a tradition of toleration. These people are not tolerating us. So you don't tolerate us, we want you out of this country. Right? Because this country is fed up with your, oh, we must be nice to everybody. Well, I'm not particularly nice to people that crossed the border, invaded another country, and murdered over 1,200 people.
We just had Benny Thompson, ranking Democrat in the House.
Madam Secretary, you and the gentleman from NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist attack.
Wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. Shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Ms. Salmon, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question?
You hate me for the sake of Allah.
I hate you for the sake of Allah.
All right.
I hate you for the sake of Allah. Every Christian, I hate you all for the sake of Allah. Any Jew, any Christian, I hate you all for the sake of Allah.
He hates me for the sake of Allah.
You hate these Muslims and the other people.
Would you kill me if you get a chance?
If we're what, I would chop your head off.
Everyone was just running and there were bullets and there were so many of them and we were really scared.
And then you've got the ultra-leftist police of Australia. I mean, you know, they're total globalists. It's all run by the World Economic Forum, just like Canada, just like the UK. It's the very same system. People are great. They have horrible, evil governments that just engage in mass fraud, theft of the elections. It's just, it's where we're going to be in a few years if we don't turn this around.
Blood on your hands, Tony. Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
You know, guys, well, first off, let's just say welcome to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sordor, back with you here. I was at AmFest last week, and yes, we had to do a rerun of the show. It was a busy week out there. There was a lot going on, a lot of good people out there. So it was definitely worth the time, and obviously it's a little bit difficult because Charlie Kirk, it's the first Turning Point event. They typically do two of these a year. It's the first one that he hasn't been to yet. So it was a little difficult for a lot of people, but I'm telling you, there are a lot of good people that work at that organization. But anyway, back at it now. Hopefully everybody had a Merry Christmas. But I will say, what I'm not merry about is everything we're hearing about in Minnesota. I am going to dedicate pretty much the entire show to talking about what's going on out there in Minnesota. Immigration is a beat that I take very seriously. You know, obviously I'm a big proponent of mass deportations and such. And this is why I spend so much time, pounding that drum and calling for mass deportations, because look, what's happening in Minnesota right now under Tim Walz is the biggest, most brazen theft of taxpayer money in modern American history. And just not enough people are calling it out. It's taking independent journalists to do it. The mainstream media are just ignoring the problem totally. If anything, I mean, honestly, I'd go as far and say they're complicit in covering it up. And finally, we're seeing on the ground firsthand. I think that's why this story is so big, because people's it's so brazen and so obvious that all you have to do is walk in to one of these daycare centers, and they don't even bother. It's not like they have one or two kids there. No kids, none at daycare centers. And it's not just one or two daycare centers. It's all of the Somali daycare centers out there. And I don't even know why Somalis need daycares, considering none of them work. 81% of them are on food stamps and government assistance. It's like, what are they doing all day? They don't need child care. They're at home. They don't actually do anything. So, I mean, obviously that's a totally different conversation, but we're talking billions of dollars here, folks. Billions with a B of your hard-earned tax dollars vanishing into thin air and ending up in Somalia, funding Al-Shabaab. We knew these people were a drain on the system, right? We've known this for years and years and years. The Somalis aren't good for anything. Somebody name me something good that a Somali has done in the United States of America. What have they contributed? Well, hell, even to the world, besides, you know, being modern day pirates, what contribution have they made to the world? I can't think of any, and I've tried. I genuinely have tried. So I can plainly say that. But billions of dollars vanishing into thin air, fake invoices, ghost sites, phony rosters with meals that they were saying were going to children that never made it to children. Over $250 million was stolen in just that one scheme alone. And all of it from the Somali community. At least 99% of it from the Somali community out there, convicted or charged. 70-something. You know, but I want to roll this clip right here, clip number one, just to sort of give you an idea. If you haven't seen this yet, it's a pretty wild watch. Go ahead and roll clip one.
A honeymoon in the Maldives, a fleet of luxury cars. Here's a box with more than $270,000 in cash. This was all evidence from a new trove of files obtained exclusively by CBS News, showing how a group of convicted Minnesota fraudsters spent taxpayer dollars. One text message reads, "You are going to be the richest 25-year-old.
We're not even at the end of the beginning of our pursuit of the stolen money and of the people who stole it."
U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen leads the office digging into the wave of COVID-era fraud that hit Minnesota.
So how much money are we talking about stolen from the American taxpayer?
I can say with great comfort, well in excess of $1 billion.
In the past 3 years, 87 defendants have been charged, 61 convicted. The majority of them are Somali American. Minnesota has the nation's largest Somali population. The perpetrators are accused of ripping off state-run programs intended to feed low-income kids, house the disabled, and provide services to autistic children.
This was a get-rich scheme.
Andy Luger was the U.S. attorney who first examined this fraud. He left in January.
One of the things we discovered is that a number of the people involved were buying investment property, resort property in Kenya.
Wire transfers reviewed by CBS News also show more than $1 million went to Chinese banks. The Trump administration has said it's investigating whether any of the money fell into the hands of terror groups like Al-Shabaab in Somalia.
I don't know how people can watch this and not be pissed off. We're a couple months away from tax season, folks. You're writing these massive checks every single year. The amount of money that's taken out of your paycheck that goes into these people's pockets, these people that hate you, that come into our country and you know, steal. I mean, it wasn't like, before we were concerned about the amount of welfare that these people suck off of the system, right? That's a totally different issue now, though. That's just one side of it. Now we're talking actually, you know, stealing, theft, blatant fraud that. There are two options here. Either Tim Walz is criminally retarded, or he was covering it up. There's no other way to look at this. We're billions and billions of dollars. It doesn't just disappear. And if you're the executive, you're the chief executive of the state, the governor, and you don't realize that billions and billions of dollars are just going missing, thank God this guy's not the vice president of the United States. I don't want to say he got close because he really didn't. I mean, it was a long shot, but he was nominated by the Democrats, of course, for vice president of the United States. And we're going to get into the Nick Shirley stuff here in just a few minutes. But you notice something about all this stuff. You're not hearing anything from the Democrats about it. This is a very bad issue for them. There's no way to defend it. You cannot defend it. So they have to pretend that it's not happening. You're seeing like CNN right now, have a monitor in the background. They're running like a cooking show, right? They haven't mentioned this one time. You're getting it from independent journalists on the ground, like Nick Shirley. I love, he's a good friend of mine. We cover a lot of the same stories and I watch him. He goes out there. And it's not like he had to freak. I'm trying to put this in a nice way. It's incredible the amount that he was able to do just by walking up to one of these daycare centers. That's the point that I want to make. All he had to do was just go there. Your tax dollars aren't just going into the pockets of these Somali crooks. It's also going into the pockets of these bureaucrats that are in charge of keeping these daycare centers and stuff in line. But apparently they don't bother. And if they do bother, what they go and they look at it and it's like, oh yeah, okay, no safety hazards for children. So our work here is done. And they just look the other way about the fact that there aren't any actual children there. Of course the place is spotless because there aren't ever any children there. It's like basically a movie set. I don't know how long they're going to be able to ignore this issue, though. Because we're going to keep harking on it over and over and over again. And I'm going to keep pushing in the background for DHS to surge ICE agents into Minneapolis, into Minnesota in general. If you go to rural Minnesota, these people are like, their state's been taken over by imported people from the third world. That's why this state is so far left. It's the real people of Minnesota want their state back, and they're ready. And that's why I'm going to bring on, right after the break here, I'm going to bring on Dustin Grage, who's been on the front lines of this for a long time. This story may be news to a lot of people, but it's not news to Dustin, who's been covering it for quite a long time. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting on a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else is doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
We'll be right back.
And we are back here on this Sunday, live from Washington, D.C. I'd rather be in Minnesota right now, to be honest with you, because I'm just infuriated by everything we're seeing out there. Obviously. I mean, D.C. is bad enough. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't really want to be in D.C. to begin with. It's just part of the job. But I want to bring in somebody that is in Minnesota and has spent a lot of time on the ground covering these stories. Dustin Grage. Welcome to the show, Dustin. Man, you've been harking on this for quite a long time now. So that's what I was saying before the break. This is not a new story, right? It's just been the light that it's been given from the absurdity of just Nick Shirley walking up to the front door of these daycare centers and nobody ever being there, no children in the middle of the day. It's that brazen. I mean, explain this for us. Like, what have you done a similar thing? Have you walked to these daycare centers? Have you seen children at any of these places?
No, it's a great question, Nick. And honestly, this really encapsulates around the media here in Minnesota, where everything gets shrugged under the rug. And I like to point out frequently that the Star Tribune, the largest distributed paper here in the state of Minnesota, is run by a former Tim Walz appointee. I mean, literally anything that will you try to hit the wall to stick, it will just slide right off and it just gets shoved right under the rug because every single media outlet in the state is run by Democrats. So everything just gets thrown under the rug. But I mean, really, this goes back to 2013. This was before I was a reporter or anything like this. I was just an operative for the GOP, working field offices in St. Cloud, which Nick did cover this area as well, a couple mosques in that area where they had taken Lutheran church off of the side of the building. But you can still see the lettering there because they've just taken over some of these greater Minnesota communities and are putting up mosques everywhere. But back then, we were just going door to door and trying to take that message to the voters. But at the end of the day, no one could actually break through this media. People knew this stuff was happening. It's just that the media refused to cover it. But because we have Elon Musk owning Twitter and we have Nick here with a microphone and able to just bring out that message and for people to actually hear it, now we're actually finally starting to figure out about it after well over a decade when this all started.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Nick Shirley. I'm telling you, that guy works harder than anybody that I know. I mean, he gives Donald Trump a run for his money in terms of the amount of hours he puts in. It's crazy. This guy is always searching for a story, always pushing. But you were on Fox. You've been on Fox multiple times, but this clip in particular, clip number 13, guys, that sticks out to me, where it seems that the Minnesota government is just refusing to do site visits of Somali organizations in general, which is why you end up in billions of tax dollars being stolen. Run that clip, clip 13.
This going back to 2013 with CCAP, this is where it started. But, you know, there's at least an annual site visit in there. In these 14 high-risk programs right now, Jason, site visits aren't even required in many cases. We actually had a recent jury conviction get overturned by a judge here in Minnesota. And in that case, a DHS investigator stated that, well, we couldn't go investigate it to find out that this business was just simply run out of a P.O. box and was legitimate. We can't afford to do that. But for some reason, we can now afford anywhere from $8 to $19 billion in fraud, but we can't afford to do site visits. And one of the funny videos you'll see out there recently is Nick Shirley coming to Minnesota, a learning center, except the problem in this case, and this is how you know these site visits aren't actually occurring, because on the side of the building it says learning center. They couldn't even spell learning center correctly. And that just goes to show how deep the fraud is and how people are unwilling to investigate it at all. It's absurd.
Yeah, I don't understand how there are still people out there that aren't just pissed off about this beyond belief. What are the Democrats out there? Obviously, the Walz administration is on defense at this point. Are people that you know that are just regular, average, everyday Americans, how are they reacting to this news out there in Minnesota? Because I know there are good people in that state. There are a lot of patriots that live in Minnesota. Just obviously there have been a lot of anti-American, what's a word I can use on terrestrial radio? I'll save that for another time. These are the horrible people that we're importing from the third world, Dustin, right? This is not all of Minnesota,
And what I was going to say is, like, anecdotally, like, the average Minnesotans have a huge problem with this. I'll just tell you one scenario where I go to Thanksgiving just with family. None of these people are political. They've never brought up politics in the decade I've gone to this Thanksgiving.
Like, look at this lieutenant governor right now. That's your lieutenant governor.
The governor. Yeah. No, they're losing it over all this stuff. They're completely upset with the entire process and how their tax dollars just aren't being accounted for. And to your point, these site visits aren't even occurring. And granted, in CCAP, the daycare fraud, there's at least a statute requirement of an annual visit in these scenarios, but there are 14 other high risk, programs that do not require site visits right now. And this is where you end up with a scenario where you have $7.2 million being fleeced from a Medicaid program based out of a P.O. box. Back when Feeding Our Future was breaking out, you had addresses leading to empty parking lots saying they were feeding thousands of kids out of a feeding center, but there wasn't even a building. So these site visits aren't even happening in many cases, but even when they are, in the case of CCAP, because this particular learning center has actually been visited many times before. They only went through the front door. They never checked the side door where the sign is misspelled. And in those cases, they haven't found children in this learning center as well. So
yeah, well, even you make that reference. You say
visits are happening. They're not actually doing anything about it.
You say Learning Center, and I want to make sure people understand the reference here. So let's roll. What clip was that? Oh shoot, clip 11, guys. Just roll that for the audience here.
So this is Quality Learning Center. I meant to say Quality Learning Center. We've arrived to ABC Learning Center. All the windows are blacked out. I would like to check a child in the daycare.
Why?
Can I speak to a manager? I would like to see if I could bring little Joey, my son little Joey here. Is there a paperwork or can I check out the daycare?
You got $2.66 million this year in funding. And $2.5 million last year. We're just wondering where the kids are.
Hello, we'd like to ask where the money's going.
Wow.
But,
I just got to point out, because I had a state rep recently talk to me yesterday about that particular clip where the woman looks up and down at him and shuts the door. We're also opening a different can of worms in many of these scenarios where there are going to be Somalis running these businesses looking and seeing a white man at the door and going, no, we're not going to serve you. That's also discrimination. So there's a whole new can of worms that Nick is opening here that is going to be talked about in the state legislature here coming in mid-January. It's a massive scale operation, and yeah, we're excited to actually shine some light on some of this stuff.
Yeah, Dustin, you can tell me to screw off, but obviously you know a lot about this stuff. I'd like to hold you for 5 more minutes if we can possibly do that.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
President Trump was cooking at McDonald's the other day and giving people french fries. And people criticized me, and they said, well, you know, he's out there giving fast food. And I said, I don't have anything against fast food. I'm against food that has seed oils. When I was a kid, McDonald's was made with tallow fat. That was good for you. Your body needs that. It makes you healthy.
It's great.
Why aren't we making with tallow fat again?
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
People are raving about these french fries. You taste them.
They're amazing. They really are.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy.
This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. And it is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients, unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage. Beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health and is so good for your brain. And 25% off right now. Beef tallow is 100% pure beef fat concentrated, packed with vitamins like A, D, E, and K to support hormone health and fuel your brain with clean energy. No industrial processing, used by humans forever. No additives, preservatives, or GMO garbage. High smoke point to support various cooking methods like frying, roasting, or baking without releasing toxic fumes or free-range free radicals. Rich, clean flavor. Ladies and gentlemen, it's night and day. Beef tallow is the best. We've got a private label, one of the top brands in the country at thealexjonesstore.com. We are so excited about this. And again, Kennedy talks about the health effects, talks about how delicious it is. I remember until the 90s, the best places, you know, you get french fries at McDonald's, where they went total GMO, fried their fries in beef tallow. And God, did they taste good. So it's also totally delicious. You fund the operation. And cows that God gave us are amazing. We also have our bovine colostrum is a private label of the highest quality, 2,000 milligrams per scoop with other natural herb compounds, the marshmallow root that accelerates it. And it's the first 2 weeks of any mammal, including humans, isn't what you think of as milk. It's basically clear, and it's full of all of these super nutrients that boost your immune system, that grow your brain, that help your cells, that energize everything. It's literally the first mother's milk concentrated. Big discounts on it right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's so many other amazing products there as well. We have the new creatine gummies that are the highest quality type of creatine, concentrated 5 milligrams per gummy. Everybody knows about creatine for your muscles and working out, your heart and stuff, but the brain effects and with your nerve endings, it is truly incredible. So be sure and check that out as well. Our new creatine gummies in 2 different flavors. It's a really great deal, a huge container of them for a low price. And then talk about your mitochondria, your cells, skipping multiple oxidation processes in the cells, cleaning them out, getting fast, clean energy with no letdown. And that's just the first effects. And everything else for your brain, your body, it is amazing. The workouts, Ultra Methylene Blue. We have the best medical grade. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard the rave reviews. You're insane if you don't get it. And yes, the third shipment, both have been small, because it's very hard to make. It's got so many great ingredients. Proprietary Methylene Red. Look at what's in it. Look up each ingredient. Ask Brock about it. Ask your doctor about it. Ultra Methylene Red, a limited shipment, just came in today.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. You're watching InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
And we're back with the Dustin Grage, actually, with the best reporter in Minnesota, I'd say. It's not even close. It seems like, Dustin, that your media out there, I want to ask you this first. Because this is not a story that would be like Nick Shirley. I won't say what city he lives in. He lives very, very far from Minnesota, we'll say. And he went out there and was able to get this story. It took a lot of work. He's a hard worker, like I said, but it wasn't complicated is my point, right? This is something that if you pay any attention at all in Minnesota, if you're in the news, you're probably going to notice. What is it about the news networks out there that are they just refusing to pick this up?
Yeah, no, and a really good question, Nick, because there are many that are just straight up liberal propaganda, and there's no question about it. But I can say this. There are some good reporters within those newsrooms who will, you know, DM me whenever they see one of their big stories on some of this fraud stuff hit. And they'll be like, hey, I just saw Matt Walsh shared it, or hey, you just shared it and it went viral, and they're excited and they want this stuff to go viral and they want it to actually make the news. But in many cases, they are telling me that they are bringing stories to their newsrooms and to their bosses, and they are shutting down the stories before they can actually bring them forward. So in many cases, you're actually, sometimes when I do put out a story, a lot of the time it does come from a news source within a newsroom when that newsroom stops them. So that is a thing that does happen frequently. And one scenario after all this stuff started breaking, they really wanted to start diving in and start taking it on. But then they let me know that they couldn't approach the story any further because they were then being accused of being racist. And honestly, that goes way back to when this was starting in 2013. You could, and this is even just door knocking as an operative, because I was door knocking in St. Cloud, probably the second most prominent Somali community in the state of Minnesota, right in the center of the state. We would go door knocking and I would bring up this issue because this was happening back then. You would have Somali individuals walk into a daycare, be on video camera, check in their kid, and then check right out and then collect that money as a kickback. So this stuff's been happening for a long time. But if you engaged in this type of, you know, investigative reporting, which it wasn't being reported really outside of maybe one or two outlets, and that maybe that news cycle lasted a week and then people forgot about it and they really didn't approach it at the legislature because we had trifectas in, at that time in the government, and we still had Mark Dayton as our governor. And even still at that time, and a lot of people don't realize this, and maybe I'll have to put out a clip on it later, but Keith Ellison, our attorney general, actually put forth the program on family remittances. So you could send money over to your family in Somalia easier. Well, you're getting kickbacks and then you're taking that money. 80% of the population's already on some type of welfare at this point. So even legal money, just our Minnesota good-hearted safety net, a lot of that money legally is going over to Somalia because people like Keith Ellison found an easier way to legally wire that money over, which if those get to the wrong hawala, you're going to end up funding Al-Shabaab in the process too. So even the proper way to send over this money, you're still ending up funding Al-Shabaab in many cases, put aside the Medicaid fraud and the Somali daycare fraud aside.
Yeah, those are awfully big things to put aside. I'll tell you that much. I want to roll clip nine here, guys, actually, with Tim Walz has, you know, your fantastic governor out there, the retard. We'll get into all the people driving by his house later. But right now, a little bit ago, it wasn't just announced, but this was recently announced, and it goes into effect in 3 days, that taxpayers, as if they don't give enough money to the Somalis in Minnesota at this point, will now be funding family and medical leave to give Somalis and other illegals up to 20 paid weeks off per year to bond with their child. Clip number nine, guys.
Insurance program for you that allows you again to take care of what you need to take care of without being forced to choose between your family, your bonding with your child, your own health, and your economic well-being. Because in Minnesota, you can do both. And we prove that time and time again.
In Minnesota, you can do both. I mean, I guess on the plus side here, these Somalis don't work anyway. So I guess they don't need 20 paid weeks off per year. They get 52 paid weeks off per year.
I have really bad news for you, Nick.
Oh, no.
A state legislator, a former state legislator had voiced to me that based on the way the law is written, you might not actually need a job to qualify for the program.
You've got to be kidding.
I know that sounds crazy. I can't tell you the exact details of that but this lawmaker who has been in there for well over a decade, who is now out at this point, but I'm going to actually go over with him in a little bit more detail and him describe it to me. But he says the way the law is written, there is a workaround where you can collect this benefit without actually having a job.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be shocked by this. I should not be surprised. This is Tim Walz in Minnesota we're talking about. I should not be surprised by this development. But man, at what point do you say we need to, it's a beautiful state, man, but I'm tired of paying for it. Okay. I want the federal funds cut off. to Minnesota until we get a handle on this. Are people in Minnesota, the Patriots that we were talking about earlier, are these people like, are they ready to stand up against this guy and say, you know what, we've had enough, we're done, and we need to like flip this government on its head out there?
Oh no, completely. And honestly, and I can tell you, like, the White House has been doing polling on this state for the upcoming midterms, and they are very, very bullish on the opportunity in front of us. We have several great candidates across multiple different offices coming in here, and they believe this fraud issue is going to be a major wedge, going into it because, quite frankly, in 2022, the last midterms, we came within one percentage point of winning two different offices, the AG's office as well as the state auditor, two offices that very in particular were heavy on this fraud issue last time, but it just didn't have this level of sunlight on it. If you add now this variable to it, I guarantee you we're going to win attorney general. We have a very good bullish shot at the governor's office and even the U.S. Senate seat if we have a candidate here jumping in soon. We're very bullish on the opportunities and also the activist base. SCC, our convention here with the top delegates in the state, was completely packed and overflowing with alternates. I mean, people are fired up to fire Tim Walz, and yes, they are ready to stand up. There is no question about it.
Yeah, so real quick, Dustin, I could talk to you all freaking day about this.
We could.
I want to roll guys part of clip, clip five, I guess. I just need a few seconds rolled for you to get the idea. This is real. This is not AI. This is your lieutenant governor in Minnesota. Well, what's your name? Flanagan?
Peggy Flanagan, please blink twice, if you're being held against your will.
It looks like a hostage video. This is what ISIS used to put out the videos over in the Middle East when they would have a hostage right before they beheaded them. This is what it looked like.
Incredible, Nick. And she's doing a tour of the Carmel Mall in this scenario, and she's doing this entire tour without the burqa on. But the moment she has to get in front of a camera and have a microphone and speak to an audience, they request her to put a burqa on. And keep in mind, this is during the Christmas season too, when this is occurring. And this is a prominent Catholic who is voiced saying, hey, these are my beliefs, but now you're out here putting a burqa on. It's absolutely crazy the levels in which people will go to just humiliate themselves.
I want to give you time here because we've got a hard break. Where do people find you? You are the man. You are a fantastic reporter. What's your at?
At Greggy Dustin on Twitter, GREGEDUSTIN.
Let me tell you about this. Our sponsor, Bigly, and the products they have at theelectionstore.com are whatever the highest source, best quality, highest rated products are, we go out and private label them, and in some cases, soup them up and make them even better. So we did a year ago a survey, what do listeners want? And you wanted methylene blue, you wanted beef tallow that Kennedy talks about, which I know is great for cooking and is so much better for you than seed oils, and you wanted high-quality Shilajit. We brought you all the best. They've sourced the best. This is so heavy. This is so huge. Tiny little scoop of this with whatever you're cooking makes it taste so great, whether it's potatoes, whether it's eggs, whatever you're cooking. Beef tallow is so delicious. It's just concentrated beef tallow, private label from the top ones in the country. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients. Unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage, beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health. Get 25% off now when you become a subscriber today and then lock in a bigger discount. Cancel anytime for free at alexjonesstore.com. Beef tallow has been all the rage. It's what the listeners asked for. We've got the best for you right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And separately, creatine of the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligram gummies, huge container of them. Look into neurological studies, Alzheimer's, you name it. It's so good for young people, old people. Everybody needs it. Got it, two flavors, thealexjonesstore.com. And it's your funding of this operation that makes it all possible. I need your support. I am funded by you. I am supported by you. And I'm battling the Democrat Party law firms that have been trying to shut us down. And we've been winning thanks to your support. But it takes money to fight this war. So don't wait. Get our creatine gummies.
get the new incredible beef tallow. Just as amazing or more is the bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks from cow's milk is the ultimate combo of super nutrients. You name it, for your immune system, your clarity, your focus, your hair, your skin, your nails. It's crazy. These are the best products. These are amazing. They will change your life. TheAllisShowStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. $30 a month. Cancel anytime for free. The minute you become a VIP in your profile, you get $40 to spend instantly, making $10. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAllisShowStore.com, become a VIP. Cancel anytime. TheAllisShowStore.com. Thank you for standing with us. We'll never back down, never give in, but we could give out without your support. So you are the reason we're still here, and I thank you and salute you for it. TheAllisShowStore.com.
Welcome to TheAlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Power up today.
Better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Somehow, we managed to convince the legendary Dustin Greggy to stay for another segment. I told him 10 minutes originally, but we're going to keep going. This guy is just full of information here. We really appreciate you being here, man. So I want to get into this a little. There's so many. Dude, I could sit here and answer your questions all day. But, you know, we look at what's going on with these imported Somalis that shouldn't have ever been here. But what really got bad was the fact that they gave them citizenship. These people that constantly violate their oath of citizenship because they're pledging allegiance to another country, right? That's a violation of their oath of citizenship. My personal opinion is they should all be denaturalized and sent back, right? How many of them are there in Minnesota, Dustin?
You know, that number always fluctuates based on how the census kind of counts it. But the estimate that kind of naturally gets thrown out there is 90, 100,000. That's kind of the number that's thrown out there. And even still, 5.5 million
people. I'm hearing half a million.
I don't think it's quite that much. But it could be well over 100,000. You know, we could probably stretch it probably up to 150, I would think. But the key thing here, and I covered this with Tyler, and I'm going to pronounce his last name wrong, Olivia, whatever it is, incorrectly, but he came to Minnesota too, and he had a documentary that we ended up doing. He does the same thing kind of Nick does. Okay. And he would ask these individuals, and sorry, I just completely blanked out there. So I completely forgot my point. Let's keep going.
Keep rolling. But anyway, we'll get into a more lighthearted. I freaking love to see this. I really do. The Patriots that are actually, before we do that, I want to roll guys clip number 8. Just because I'm telling you, man, these, even the young Somalis are awful. I mean, they've been brainwashed, obviously, to think that everything is the white person's fault and they're owed everything. But roll clip number 8. This is appalling to watch.
Support everyone because, like, people deserve to be here. Because we shouldn't be illegal when this is literally, like, stolen land.
This is literally stolen land. And it was, who was it stolen by? Them. Okay? This isn't their land. I'm sorry. They can go, they have their own land. But this is what they're teaching the children now. I don't know. Maybe they're teaching this at the Quality Learning Center. I don't know.
The Quality Learning Center. No, and you can understand, like, in some cases, like, oh, the Dakota, who were here well before or whatever, and they were conquered. But you were conquered. This is America now.
Conquered.
And this is our country.
Very different.
You know, this is now America. But, yeah, Somalis, they're the fabric of Minnesota. They built Minnesota. Every single Fortune 500 company, which Minnesota has the most Fortune 500 companies per capita in the country, they were all here well before the Somalis were. Before the first Somali refugee was, I mean, they didn't build anything in reality. And even the industries that they're known for, one example is transportation. So they're truckers much of the time. Talk to any trucker in this state that isn't Somali. They will tell you they're the worst workers. They don't know how to drive. I have a father-in-law who's a trucker. He, in one instance, had a Somali individual that they couldn't back up the truck. He had to be asked to go back up the truck for someone else. And I was told he was stuck there for 3 hours trying to back this truck up into a section. They're not even good when they are in these industries. And like I said before, 80%+ of them are on some type of welfare. They haven't provided any equitable stimulus to this economy. They've only been takers. And now that I do remember the Tyler scenario before now, when these individuals were talking about coming over and being naturalized citizens, a lot of them are from different parts of the country. Omar Fattah, many are familiar with, ran for mayor of Minneapolis against Jacob Frey. He's from Washington, D.C.
I mean, like, I don't know. They're both terrible, right?
But he's from Washington, D.C. He came to Minnesota. And in this interview that Tyler covers, is this individual is actually an engineer, so he's one of the few that are pretty prominent and actually makes a good income.
This guy is
he's
an engineer
to Minnesota because they have collective power here, and specifically move to a specific part of Minneapolis because then they can congregate together and get more political power was the term used. So it's all very coordinated. These individuals move to selective areas so they can gain representation in government and elect people like Ilhan Omar to represent them at the national level. And now you have a spokesperson for the country of Somalia in government at in the congressional level. And then you get these individuals to coalesce together and build coalitions to ultimately build the entire GDP of Somalia from here in the United States.
Yeah. And look, I don't even think your average run of the mill Democrat is looking at this and support. How do you support this? You can't. However, I do want to mention this part. Man, I got lots of clips queued up here. That's the, there's so much content on this topic. Which one did I have? I lost it. There was this woman that ran up, was like following Nick Shirley around out there. And how do I not, I know we queued it up. Where the hell is it? If you guys know where this clip is with this woman that's like screaming at Nick while he's out in the parking lot there, yeah, go ahead and roll that. If you haven't, I thought I saw it somewhere. Maybe I didn't.
No. Yeah. And while they're queuing that up, I mean, there are plenty of these scenarios. Also Tyler, who came out here, did a similar video. He actually was charged by a Somali gangster who was carrying a gun. They grabbed a gun out of the truck and they ended up chasing them down because if you're a white person and you go into Cedar Riverside, which is this area where all the Somalis are kind of coalesced in Minneapolis, you're immediately treated as a threat. And I'm sure Nick ran into this issue as well, where he was walking into these neighborhoods next to a mosque and going, "You don't belong here. I haven't seen you around." and you're immediately treated as a threat. And I'm sure that's the exact scenario Nick ran into there as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that's actually the video that I'm referring to right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys can have some audio on that one.
This quality leering center. I meant to say quality
He's
learning
literally
center.
Just...
Don't open up.
They said...
She's there totally screaming, wrong. Don't open up, he's ice.
I have ice here, ma'am. I'm literally a YouTuber.
She's either just as retarded as your governor, or just cannot be reasoned with to the point... You're looking at Nick Shirley and like, this is ice, really? What gave you that idea that Nick Shirley is ice? He's not exactly... I'm not a built dude by any means. Nick Shirley isn't any more built than I am. I mean, the ice guys are usually a little bit more curly.
And I hadn't actually seen this part of the video, but these individuals actually have signal chats going on right now in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And whenever they see someone approaching like a immigrant business or community... they actually end up reporting in these signal chats they record, and then they report. And that is how you end up with scenarios of ICE agents doing a small raid to find one individual in the house. Mm. And within minutes, you could have 100-plus people barreling down on an ICE raid. And this is what this individual is probably trying to do right here, because she's a part of these signal chats.
I want to play this this one last clip here. Let's see, it's a clip 3. I think it's like a minute. It started about a minute and 27 seconds, guys. Play the audio here, because it's pretty close to what happened to... I mean, I experienced this kind of BS out in Portland, right? Where the police respond not to, you know, the fraud, not the billions and billions of dollars worth of fraud. They're coming after and trying to make a criminal out of the person that's exposing it in Minneapolis out there. I mean, I was arrested out in Portland for filming the riots, the war zone that goes on the streets out there every single day. And now, you know, I'm suing them for $10 million so that I can pay for more, reports like this. But Nick Shirley, so Minneapolis out there, are the police department, are they just in on it? Like, what's going on here, man?
I mean, the one word to describe overall everything, honestly, is just suicidal empathy. I mean, at the end of the day, that is what it is. A lot of the time you have these Lutheran services, Catholic charities, organizations, and it's just suicidal empathy. And the case also goes with the police department. You have political leaders saying, no, you have to get along with this community because of XYZ. And quite frankly, a lot of these Democrats are in on the fraud too. I don't think they want this being exposed any further. You find scenarios where Mayor Fry, the council, all these different elected officials are actually a part of the fraud. And at the end of the day, maybe that's what a lot of this ends up.
And they need
down.
To go to jail. They need to go to jail, Dustin. I'm telling you, the American people want to go to jail. Make sure you guys follow
you
Dustin
out to Minnesota.
Greggy. I'm coming out. I'm going to see you there, man. I'll see you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!